We are on Daf Chavov Amid Beis. Let us start from again from where the lines get wide. Ba'omar Rabbe Meresh Avamine Hayprisa Tashmish to Tashmishu. So Rashi says Prisa Yiriyesh a person Svivis or Orim Mibifnim. That in the Orim there used to was a curtain inside the Orim. Was around the walls of the Orem. So he thought, Tashmish to Tashmishu, Tashmish shal Orem. That this is, the Orem is a Tashmish Kedusha, and this is a Tashmish of the Orem. Kivin the Chazin and the Eifel, a Yomanchi Sifra Ilave, Amine Tashmish Kedusha. So since he saw the Eifel, a Pa'omim, Shekoiflun oisai tachas Sefer Torah. Sometimes they took these curtains and bent them over the Sefer Torah, rested on these curtains. So memela, so because of this anhoge of pa'omim, even the roiv tashmishoi is not that way, but al kaponim it has already a chayma of tashmish kedusha and it needs gnize. Amina tashmish kedushu, ba'osa. If you have a oren that what fell apart, Rashi says oren sheniskalkol v'nifrad michiburoi, got separated, the walls got separated. V'yesh tigmosei bebraise biyabomis minol hamerupit, a shoe that came apart. Ma'avde teva zutrosi. So with the remainder of the materials that are left, you can make a small oren. Ma'avde teva zutrosi shori. Kursaya also. Ma'avid kursaya bima also sheyordo mikdushoso. That means that's called ahirodos kedusha. Now even though we had had before that a kursaya is a tashmish kedusha, because sometimes the Sefer Torah is put directly on the bime, and there's no map in between. So what is the hirode? But this is only a partial tashmish kedusha. Sometimes it's a tashmish kedusha. The roiv of the shimush is not a tashmish kedusha. So memela, to make an oren, which roiv of the shimush is a tashmish kedusha, and to make that into a bima, which is sometimes a tashmish kedusha, that's called a rodis kedusha. Now let us see Taisvis. Meresh hava mine, haiprise tashmish de tashmishu. Perish akunteris, yiriya shepershin soviv ha'orein b'soichet. This is the yiriyah that is spread, the curtains inside the oren. V'koshe, sharei ha'oren atzmoi havi tashmish kedusha. The oren itself is a tashmish kedusha. Mi da omar rove said, mi da omar hoche sha'osa lasois mimenu kursaya. We heard you're not allowed to make out of the oren a bime. Alme shahateva kedusha yoser min haperser. So the teva is more kodesh than the person. Now what is pshat in Tosfos Kashya? So the Marsho, the Tosfos Harosh, seem to say as follows. We just learned that there are two types of a Tashmish Kedusha. There's a Tashmish Kedusha which is sometimes used for a Tashmish, for a Sefer Torah, that's called a sometimes Tashmish Kedusha. And there's something which is used all the time for a Tashmish Kedusha, and that's Mochama. Now, the Gemara, so we see that a teva is more kodesh than a bime, because a bime is sometimes a tashmish kedusha, and Bima is sometimes a Tashmish Kedusha, and Orin is always a Tashmish Kedusha. Now, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said that the Prisa, the curtains, is a sometimes Tashmish Kedusha. Because sometimes you fold the curtains and the Sefer Torah rests on the curtains. So it comes out that the curtains are a smaller Tashmish Kedusha than the other. He says the curtains are equivalent to a Bima. Just like a Bima is a sometimes Tashmish Kedusha, so Memele, so the curtains are also a sometimes Tashmish Kedusha. That's what it says in the Gemara. So Tosfos asks, if the curtains are from the inside of the Orem, so Fakert, the curtains are the emissary Tashmish of the Sefer Torah. Fakert, the curtains are encompassing the Sefer Torah, so it should be Mamish a Tashmish Kedusha. Why do you have to say that the curtains are a great B Tashmish Kedusha? Because sometimes you fold it up. The curtains should be an emes at Tashmish Kedusha. That's Tosfos Kash. The Sfas Emes doesn't understand Tosfos. He says, innocently, he says, Rashi explained that the purpose of the curtains is not to encompass the Sefer Torah. The purpose of the curtains is to beautify the Orem. I mean, the curtains are there for the Orem, not for the Sefer Torah. There's no hefsek between the curtains and the Sefer Torah, but the curtains are there to beautify the Sefer Torah. So the Sefer Torah is the Tashmish Kedusha. This is a Tashmish. The Tashmar says no. Akaponim Tosfos did not like this. Tosfos held since the curtains are encompassing the Sefer Torah, so it should be a real Tashmish Kedusha. The Chaynir Elisha Perushanayse Sovivormi Bachut. So therefore Tosfos says the curtains are like our Paroiches on the outside of the Yom Kodesh. So it should be a Tashmish to Tashmish, but somehow there was some Eifanim, but they used to fold over the curtain and the rest of Sefer Torah on it, so that's why he had a din of a Tashmish Kedusha. Let us go further. Ba'amarove, Ha'iprise debolo lemevdei Prise le sifri shari, le chumoshim osa. Prise de bolo, so Rashi says, yiriye sa orin shabolu. So if you want to make it now a prise le sifri, you want to make it a mantle for a sefer Torah, this was a psaparoiches, so it was a type of a prise de bolo, you want to make it now a mantle for a sefer Torah, shari, that's good, that's an aliyah, before it was a partial Tashmish Kedusha. Now you're making it a mantle of a Sefer Torah. The Chumash, you want to make it though a mantle for a Chumash, a single Chumash, not Hei Chumash Hei Torah. Also, that's called a Herodes Kedusha. The Chumash, Rashi says, Yeshvarim Shem Asuyin Kol Chumash Levadoi, Kulim Begilyem. So that is called a Herodes Kedusha. The Amarove, Hani Zvili de Chumoshi. Zvili de Chumoshi, let us see on the asterisk on the bottom of the Gemara, it brings them the Orech, Oisin Soviv HaSefer, they make around the Sefer Masgeresh Shel Oyer, Lishmer HaSefer. This is like a cabinet, a chest, lishmer ha-sefer, it's made out of leather, v'inyin moderu, it's like a dira, small, it houses the sefer Torah, k'ma yizbeleini ishi, so it's a loshen dira. V'amarov, hani zvili de chumoshi, if you have a zvili, it's a leather case, you hold a chumash in it, the kamtari de sifri, the kamtari is also a type of a chest that you're holding a sefer Torah in it. Tashmish kedusha ninu, it's a tashmish kedusha, v'nignozim, and therefore Tashmisha Kedusha, if you can use it, you have to be goyness it. It's also banor. Frag the Gemara Pshita, what's the Chiddush? The Mos says, Mar de Taima Hani Lav Le Kovid Avidon. This is not made Le Kovid a Sefer Torah. Linturi Ba'al Mavidi. This is made to protect the Sefer Torah. That means this chest was made for protecting the Sefer Torah. So therefore I would think, doesn't get a Torah's Tashmish Kedusha. And the Rabbi Kevegan brings down the Lashon Arif, Linturi Ba'al Mavidin, Ucha Adrune Domi. So it's just like a room. A person has a room, a small room, that he holds his sforim in the room, and the purpose of this room is to lock up his sforim. So it's a room that's holding sforim. So I would think this is the same. Skamash melon, that this is a tashmish kedusha. Now, there's a very interesting machloikis between the Oir Zarua and the Meiri, what is pshat in this Gemara? And it's Meirudik Negeya Bismaneno. The Meiri says, so what's the Kamash Mala? He says, there'd be a Havamine that this does not get a din of Tashmish Kedusha because it's not made L'Kovid HaSefer, it's made L'Shmiras HaSefer. Kamash Mala, so the Meiri says, Kol she'osui lishmiras gufon, areihu kenase likoved. That means that's the kamash melon. But you're right, it's not a made lishmira, but something that's made lishmiras adava kodesh, it's equivalent to something that was made likoved. Ve'ein oimrim da havelei kecheder koton shematzniim shomes asvarim. This is, you wanted to say, it's like a small room, a svarim room that just was made to hold svarim. Shloi nispashto kedushoso ala cheder. There the room does not become kodesh. Here it's different. Why is it different? He doesn't say. So, Dachsach Mir Pshat is, the Bir Aloche brings down this Meiri, and the Bir Aloche says as Svarim, so this is Pshat the Meiri, that a room is a chelik of the rest of the house. So it is not considered, that means even though this room was expressly built for a Svarim room to hold the Svarim, and you have a lock on the door, and this is to protect the Svarim, but the room is a chelik of the rest of the house, so we can't consider it that this is miyuchid l'sforim. That means in order to get a din of a tashmish kedusha, it has to be an entity b'fnei atzmoi, that's the purpose of this entity is to protect the sefer that's inside of it. But since it's a chelik of a bayis godel, the Mishnah Berurah seems to mention such a sforim bir aloche. So it doesn't become miyuchid to the svarim hanimtzoyim b'soichoy, so therefore it doesn't get a din of a tashmish kedusha. Abu Bekitzer, the Meiri learns pshat, that the kamash malon is shekol ha'osi l'shmiras gufon areyu kenasa l'kovit. And the cheder koton, that was a neshtik teire. The Oir Zarua, chelik beis, oishin peivot, brings down our Gemara. Kamash Malon, what's the Kamash Malon? I would think that it's Uzlintu, that love the covered David. No lintu ribi almi avidi. Kamash Malon, the love lintu ri ovid elo le covered ovid. That's the Kamash Malon, that these boxes, these chests, are also made for the covered of the Sefer Torah. Hilkach, yesh ba mishum tashmis kedushim. Aber wir hol hege de lenturi ob it less bei mishum tash mish kedusha. So there is a ruas es pshat na gemore lefi emes, that something that was made solely for the protection of the Sefer Torah, not for the covet of the Sefer Torah, that doesn't have a din of Pashmish Kedusha. So, in Halalocha, the more Paskins like Torah Zerua. The more Paskins like Torah Zerua. So it comes out nowadays that we have safes, and the Sefer Torah is in a safe, and around the safe there's an Aron HaKodesh. So it comes out, the Lachaire, it comes out Amor HaDikachidish, that the safe, according to the Zerun, according to the Halacha, the safe was not made to cover the Sefer Torah, it's only made for the Shmir of the Sefer Torah, so it doesn't have any Kedusha whatsoever. Someone wants to change the safe, he can, there's no Din Gneza, the safe does not have any Kedusha. And the Aron HaKodesh is Zichen Garnish mit Garnish. The Aron HaKodesh is only surrounding the safe, is Mechlal Mat. The Gemara, when we had a Gemara that was speaking about, according to Taisha's shot, we had curtains around an Aron HaKodesh. So the Gemara wanted to say it's a Tashmish, the Tashmish, and the Gemara says, no, it's a Tashmish, because they put the Sefer Torah on the curtains. But here, the curtain was a Tashmish of an Aron HaKodesh. So it's a tashmish to tashmish, which is also Golnish. Here it's not even a tashmish to an Aron HaKodesh. It's a, the safe, it doesn't have a din of an Aron HaKodesh, and the Aron HaKodesh that encompasses it. I mean, the Lalocha, we paskin like there's the Ruach, it should come out of Gemaldik HaKodesh, that if the Sefer Torah is in a safe, there shouldn't be any tashmish kedusha here involved. Sag die Gemara weiter. Ahu beiknishte di Yudoi roimoi. There was a Beis HaKnesses that the Jews that came from Rome had made in Bavel. It was made in Mechuse. They made their own shul. Davi posiach lahu idrune. There was an opening, there was a Pesach from the shul to a room which was made, they used to hold mason in the room. Tavi moches be mates, so there was a mace lying in the room. Tavi bo kahani lemeyel litzluye also. The kahanim wanted to go in and daven. Now, how can you go in? A Pesach is maybe a satume. Also, omrele lero, so they came to Rove. What should we do? Omalohu, so he told them, it seems that there was no door that they could shut. There was an opening, a Pesach, from the shul to this morgue. That was the morgue of the shtot, and then here was the shul. Omalohu, dolu teivuse, pick up the Aron Kodesh, teisvua, and put it over there by the opening. Ava klieitza osi lenachas. Klieitza osi lenachas, eine mekabel tume, vachoytzes bnei tume. So take the Aron Kodesh and put it, change the mokim of the Aron Kodesh, put it to block this doorway, and it'll be choytzes bnei tume. Ay, the klal is a dover a mekabel tume is not choytzes bnei tume. But kli'eitz ha'osi lenachas, that's not made to move around, it's not a dover ha'metalto, is not mekabel tumah, so therefore it's choytzis b'fnei ha'tumah. Omu le'rabonon le'rove vozimnin de metalto li'lei, ki monach sefer teire ilave. Is sometimes this, they are metalto, this orin. Avle metaltel mole verreken, so it's a dover a metaltel mole verreken. So, besedi hochio, if that's the case, loy efsha, so then there's no eitz attack. The Ritve explains this Gemara as follows. We learn out, tumas kli eitz is hukish lasak. So we say, just like a sak is makabel tume, sack, the tashmish of the sack is metaltal mole verekam. That means the sack is used, you put things in the sack, you carry the things with the sack, it's metaltal mole, it's metaltal rekam, you can metaltal when it's empty also. So a kli eitz, which is hukish lesak, also is mekabel tume if it has the same functions of a sak, metaltel mole berekum. Therefore, the Gemara says, if you have a keli that is a large keli that has memso, so if you would fill up the keli, you can't carry it because it would be too heavy. So a keli that has memso is not metaltel mole berekum. It's not metaltel mole, so it's not mekabel tume. That's a davar muskim. So the Ritva asks, so what's the shaila here in the Gemara? Did it have memsa? Didn't it have memsa? What was the shaila? So the Ritva explains as follows. It did not have memsa. Now, a keli that has memsa, is zicha not mekabel tume. I feel like sometimes someone might go and move it. It's potla daita meitzel kolodo. But here, it did not have memsa. But here is another halacha. The halacha is, but if the shimush of the keli is such that it's never moved, so mitzad the etzim keli, mitzad the etzim shimush of the keli, it's also not mekabel tume. That means even though practically it could be moved, it's a smaller keli, it could be metal to mole berekem, but since the it's not oimit to be moved, so it also has a din of kli, which is not mekabel tume. That's how the Ritva says pshat in the Gemara. And they told him that there are sometimes are metaltalit. Exactly when they metaltalit, vazimnin the metaltalit kimonach sefer teure ilave. It's very unclear when they were metaltalit. Kimonach sefer teire ilave. They were metaltal. Sometimes it seemed they wanted to put it. They used it for a bima also. Kimonach, maybe they used it for a bima also. The Chassam Sofer brings down a machlokes, the Ravid and the Rambam. The Rambam seems to say like the Ritva, that if you have a keli, which the shimush is that it's not metaltal, so it's not mekabel tume. So, in the Ravid is chaylik, the Ravid says, only if mitzad iser, you're not allowed to be metaltal, like the Shulchan and the Beis Hamikdash. But stamazah, you're not metaltal, since you could be metaltal it, so tzicha mekabel tume. So how did the Ravid, so someone asked Chassam Sofer, how did the Ravid learn pshat in our Gemara? So Chassam Sofer says that the Ravid learned you're not allowed to take out a Sefer Torah out of the shul, stamazoi for private people, it has to remain in the shul. You come to the Sefer Torah, not the Sefer Torah comes to you. But there are certain times you can't take out a Sefer Torah with the Oren also. Like we had in the Masechtas Tainis, if they're making a Tainis Kshomim, so they took out the Teva B'chayva Sheir. So that's what they tain it to Rova. So since there are certain instances with the Teva is taken out of the Shul, that alone is sufficient to make it Metaltal Mole Berekim. Maybe Rova also knew this Aloha. Maybe Rova held that... He held in the beginning, it's that those rare instances do not give it a dinner metalta mole verekim, and they told him faket. Taisvis in Mesechtes Baba Basra is Mevayer. Taisvis is Mevayer from Masugi over there, that in order for something to be soisim bifnei hatume, you have to be mevatel it that it should remain there. That means if you have something you want to be soisim achalayim, so you have to be mevatel to make sure that it's going to remain there, it will not be taken away. It's going to remain there, leilam vod. But something that is now there and will be taken away is not soisim bifnei hatume. So Tosfos asks a kasha from our Gemara, ha-teve mistome lo bitlo shom. They weren't mevatel the Oren HaKodesh should be over there. They moved it now. Voisloy chaylim levatel shoyi sefer teira munach sham va'osel l'shanoisim b'davarachi. You can't make this This was the Aron Kodesh. If someone says a place for the Aron Kodesh, you can't make this now a wall. It's an Aron Kodesh. So they weren't mevatel it to remain there. So Tosfos asks, so how is it chaytzetz b'pnei hatumah? The Gemara Baba Basra says, the Rishonim have also asked the Kasha that in order to be seisim b'pnei hatumah, you have to be mevatel it to remain there. So Tosfos says that the Gemara Baba Basra is speaking about that there was a Pesach or a Chaloyim, and they were seisim the Pesach or the Chaloyim, but it wasn't completely sosum. It wasn't completely sosum. So there you need bittel. Our Gemara is speaking about it was completely sosum. If it's completely sosum, then you don't need bittel. That's what Tosfos says. Now, the Divrei HaTosfos are very stumim. What's the chilek if it's partially soisim the chaloyim, or if it's in ganzen soisim the chaloyim? So Rab Chaim in Chedushi Agrach Alasha says a beautiful beer. He says as follows. That means, he says, if you have a Pesach, and the Pesach, you're soisim a chelik of the Pesach. So he says, Kozman, the whole Pesach is not sosum, so it still has a teiris Pesach. There's a klala Pesach maybe yes atume. If your mevatel, it doesn't lose the shame Pesach because something is blocking part of the Pesach. It still has a teiris Pesach, and a Pesach is maybe yes atume. If you are mevatelit, that it should always be there, so your mafkiya the shame Pesach. It's not going to be a Pesach anymore. This is going to remain here with no more Pesach, no more Chalein, no more Pesach. So then it becomes Ois Pesach. But if you have intentions to, if you have intentions to take it away, so it doesn't make it Ois Pesach, so it has a Shem Pesach, and if there is any opening whatsoever, so the tumor will go through that opening, because Ha Pesach maybe is a tumor. As long as there's a Shir Pesach, even though something is blocking it now, doesn't lose the Shem Pesach for the blockage, if there's no intentions to be mevatel it there. So it's a Pesach that maybe is a tumor. As long as the Pesach mitzadatme is a Shir Pesach lohavi is a tumor. Masha'en kein, if it's completely covered, so then there's a new din. A mechitza is choitzitz b'fnei atumah. The Pesach is here, but I have a mechitza which is blocking it completely. A mechitza is choitzitz b'fnei atumah. So by mechitza, I don't have to be mevatel. There's a mechitza here right now. So the mechitza is blocking the tumah from coming in. That's how Tosfos explains our Gemara. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Zvili, Kmindluskimi, the type of a chest, Kamtere Argis, Shekirin Ashkerinait, Baharbeyesh, Betalgum Shel Yainosim Benazil, Chavolim Chavushim, Argozim, Amlitz, the Zuarise, Bekamterin, Vechain Lasher, Alamel Tachas, Lidal Kamteraye, so that a chest is called a Kamtere. Beknishte de Reimoi, Anshe Yisrael Bol Miroimi, Limchuze, Nisyashvu Shom Vosulem Beisaknesses. They made a Beisaknesses in Mechuze. Idrune Cheder Shemesimim Boy Meis, Voyimunach Boy Meis, Achelay Nikva. Mochis Kamaimunach, Hidemat Hageminen, Vatonach Bigdoy Etzlo, Achtise. Bo Kandala Mailitzli, the Kanam wanted to come into Davin, Bohuknishte. In Yecholim Likonis, Neatuma Anichneses Bebeis Akneses, Derech HaPesach, there was a Pesach mi Bayis Labayis. Doch itna Bemeseches Olas, a Pesach is maybe a Satum. Dolu Tevuse, Higbiyu Ha'oren Mim Koimoi. So he said, Kliyetza Osi Lenachas, Bemokim Echot, if it was made to be put down in one place, it's not portable, it's not oimit to be carried, ain't him a kabel tumet. This cash cleats le sack linion tumet. The see the whole cleats, I beg a day ere sack. Masaka metalto, a cleats a metalto. Kordovo ha-mekabel tume einei choytzitz bifnei ha-tume. Somedin's mekabel tume is not choytzitz bifnei ha-tume. Sagt die Gemara weiter, Omar Marzutre matpechois sforim shabolu, die Mantlach of Sifre Teure that were bogled, they got used out, they're not anymore usable for Sifre Teure. Oysen, oysen, tachichen le meis mitzvah. So if you have a meis mitzvah, it's mutal on the tzibur to make tachichen for the meis mitzvah, so you can use these mantlach for tachichen. Vizu hi gnizosam, and this is the gnize, it's chayiv begnize, so this is the gnize. Matvachai svorim, Rashi says, av shal sefer teure. Now, the sam sefer, and this is a very difficult halacha to understand. That means there's a din that tashmishe kedusha need gnize. Fine. But here you're being mishamish with it. You're using it as tachichim of a mace. So this is tashmishe kedusha. How are you allowed to use it for tachichim of a mace? The Chassam Sofer says, Amuim de Keteretz. The Chassam Sofer says that, so he says as follows. The Gemara says that if a person is standing by Bishas Mises Adam, he's kereya kesefer teire shenisraf. A person is like a sefer teire. So he says, when a person is alive, he's not like a sefer teire. Because, I feel like in a kadosh baruch hu miyachet shmoy al tzadikim, who knows what will be with him. But as soon as he dies, is kipro olov misosoi, so the mises machapa, va'ameich kulam tzadikim, so now he's a sefer teire. That means a mase is a sefer teire. After the mises, there's a kapora of mises machapa, now he's a sefer teire. So memela, so therefore you're allowed to put a mantle, to use a mantle of a sefer teire on a mase. They asked the Chassam Sofer, a Shaila, if you're allowed to use an Oren HaKodesh as an Oren for a mace. Same thing, an Oren HaKodesh is like Zosot HaShmishei Kedush, you're allowed to use that. It's very interesting. So he says something very interesting, the Chassam Sofer. He says, an Oren HaKodesh is a tashmish kedusha, because sometimes the mantle is not doesn't cover the sefer Torah completely, so the sefer Torah touches the oren, so the oren is a tashmish kedusha. Asha enkein, the oren of a mace is a tashmish to tashmish, because he's wearing tachrichim. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. So the mele says a hirodas kedusha. You're making the oren now a tashmish to tashmish. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. About Mo'im the Kizach, to look at that a mace is that's a sefer Torah. That you can take a mantle of a sefer Torah and use it a tachichim for a mace. Lemaise the Taz and Simon Kufnun Dalit also asks the Kasha. How you allowed to be moirid? How you allowed to be mishtamish with it? It's a rodis kedusha, and the Taz says a halacha that the whole din that you're not allowed to be moirid mikdusha kala lekdusha, you're not allowed to be moirid mikdusha chamura lekdusha kala. That is davke if it is still roi for the kedusha chamura. But as soon as it's not roy anymore for the kedusha chamura, there's no issa of Heroda. The Taz brings a raya from our Gemara. That means this mantle of the sefer Torah, you can't use it anymore for the sefer Torah. So this kedusha chamura that it had acquired was nifka already. It goes bolo. So memela. So whatever you can use it for now, you can use it. So now you can use it. You can't use it for sefer Torah. You can use it for tachichim. That's what the Taz says. So we have here Psamachlikis, the Taz and the Chsam Sefer, how to understand Pshat and Agamore. For Omar of Sefer Teire Shabolo, he had a Sefer Teire that got used out. Goins in Oisoits, or needs Gnisa, this is a Gufa Kedusha, Eitzel Talmud Chochem. You bury it next to Talmud Chochem. Vafilu Shaina Alochis. Afilu the Talmud Chochem of the Zrashi, say claim Afilu Leishimesh Talmide Chachomim Bahashas Ubegmore, Elo Bemishnayis Ubebraisis. That means there's two types of Talmide Chachomim. There's a Talmud Chochem who knows the Beraisis and the Mishnayis. Gemore Shimesh Talmide Chachomim, which means to be mevarer, to explain the reasons of the Mishnayis and Beraisis, and to be miyashiv the stiris in one Mishnah to the other Mishnah, that he wasn't that madrege, he wasn't a meshavish tamidei chachamim. He's a shein halachas, he knows kitzur shulchan aruch. That's what he knows. For pikein, that's sufficient that a sefer Torah could be nigbar next to him. Omer avache by Yaakov ubechlicheres, shenema unesatem bechlicheres, leman yamdu yomim rabim. That means al kaponim, you should prevent to the best of your capabilities the deterioration of the Sefer Torah. You're going to it now, but put into klicheres, that al kaponim should not deteriorate as quick as it will normally if it won't be in the klicheres. Zuck the Gemara weiter. Oma Rav Papai Mishmei Derove, mi beiknishte lebei rabono, to make from a shul a base medrash, sure, you're allowed to make it. That's called malim bekoidish. You want to change it, for it was a base akneses, now you can make it a base a medrash. What does Rashi say? Mi beiknishte lebei rabono, lasis mi beis akneses, beis amedish, make a beis amedish. You sit and learn here the whole day. Lebei, mi bei rabono, lebei knishte osa. So Rav Papai holds that a beis amedrish is more mekudish than a beis akneses. So therefore, to make from a beis akneses a beis amedrish, that's malum bekoidish. To make from a beis amedrish a beis akneses, that is moirim. I once heard, if I recall correctly, from the Rashiv Rabbi Yankiv Zecheinu Levroche, he said two things. He said, if a beis amedrish, we paskin like this as a beis amedrish, is more chomo than a beis akneses. So he said, if a Beis HaMedrash is more Mekudish than a Beis HaKnesses, so why do you make Bechlal Bote Knesias? Make a Beis HaMedrash already, so it's more Kodesh. So he said, Amor Dike Chiddush. He said as follows. He says, a Beis HaMedrash is more Kodesh than a Beis HaKnesses. That's true. A Mokim you learn Torah, we'll see later, is more Kodesh than a Mokim than Yadav. But he says, we find certain kulis in the Beis HaMedrash which don't apply in the Beis HaKnesses. For example, the Talmidei Chachomim who are learning in the Beis HaMedrash, they're allowed to eat in the Beis HaMedrash. That's Beisom, they're allowed to eat. He said, Tach Sechmir, he says, you're not allowed to smoke in a shul. A shul, to smoke, he holds it's not a covered of the shul. In the Beis HaMedrash, you're allowed to smoke. Those who are learning there. Because that's just like you're allowed to eat there, you're allowed to sleep there, you're allowed to, that's their bias, so they're allowed to smoke there also. They're not mechuyev to do all their tashmishim, to go home each time in order to do, so, pakert, that's their bias, allowed to do these tashmishim. But who's allowed to do it? The Talmidei Chachomim, who are learning there. He said, a person will want to come in, he wants to daven. She says, you have no right to daven there. Na beis medrash to daven faker. This is mekudish of learning. Learning is much more choshev than davening. Those who are learning in the beis medrash, they just like they're allowed to eat there and smoke there. They're allowed to daven there also because they're all the hitzdachas and what they have to do, they have to do. But someone else, a balabosel, will come in, he wants to daven there. I'm sorry, this is not a shul. This is, you want to daven, you go to a shul to daven. So he said, that's why they made bote knesis. That's why they made bote knesis. Then he said a big chiddush. He said that in Kelim, they used to make a kutzer shemenesre by mincha. So daven hoiche shemenesre to kiddush. So he says, what do you, or he say, why did they do it? Hospital Torah. He says, no, they didn't do it on Hospital Torah. Because he said, the altar of Kelim, each Shtila Shemenesre took an hour. There was an hour for Shachris, a Shtila Shemenesre, an hour for Minchen, an hour for Meire. So they weren't Mekatzer the Tfilah Letzorech Limud. They gave it. So the other 10 minutes what it'll take to finish Shemenesre, make a Hichish Shemenesre, it wouldn't make it or break it. He says, you know why they made a Shtila Shemenesre? Because Fakert, because Alts Techoyme of a Beis HaMedrash. That means a Beis HaMedrash is made to learning, not for davening. No, since we're here, we're davening also. But since it is not necessary to daven a Hoiche Shemenesre, so Fakert Alts Techoyme Beis HaMedrash, now you have to daven, we're not mechuyiv to leave the Beis HaMedrash, to those who are learning in the Beis HaMedrash, and not mechuyiv to leave the Beis HaMedrash, so Kapon is permitted to daven. But if you could avoid being marich in davening, that means if you, in the hoiche shemenesre, you could avoid by saying only till the hoiche kedusha. So he said that's why they did it als the chayma of the kedushas beis hamedrash. The Rav Popper mishmei the rove masni ipre. He said fakert that you can make. He held that a Beis HaKnesses is more Kodesh than a Beis HaMedrash. She can make a Beis HaMedrash a Beis HaKnesses and not forget. Omar Rav Ache Kevosi Dera Papai Mistavre. The Omar Rav Yeshua Ben Levi, Beis HaKnesses, Muter Lasoise Beis HaMedrash. So the Rav Yeshua Ben Levi said, Klor, that a Beis HaMedrash is more the Kodesh Shema Mino. Doresh Bar Kapore. My dechsi vayisroif es beis Hashem and nevuzradon. It says he burnt the beis Hashem bes beis Hamelech bes kol bote Yerushalayim bes kol beis godel soraf beish. Beis Hashem ze beis Hamikdash beis Hamelech elu paltrin shel Melech. These were the palaces of the Melech. Bes kol bote Yerushalayim kemashmon. This kol beis godel sora beis. What is this beis godel? Samachloikis Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Chad omar mokim shemegadlim boi teire. It was the he burnt the bote midrash. That's the beis godel. Chad omar mokim shemegadlim boi tefile. He burnt the bote knesis. Man di omar teire. Tachsiv. Agavuche, we see a very interesting thing, that Bizman Habayis Rishon, there were shuls. I mean, even though they had a Beis HaMikdash and Kolbonis, there were shuls also, they davened there. That was, there always was Tvilos and Mokaymis of Tvilo also. Man, the Omar Teure, that it was a Beis Medrash, the Siv Hashem Chofetz Laman Tzitko Yagdil Teure V'yadim. So we see by Torah there's a lotion of godless. So a mele, so it's called Mokim Shemegadlim Boy Torah. Beis HaMedrash was a Zaribu Yatzibur, so it's Megadlim Boy Torah. Man di Yom HaTvile, Dersiv, Sapro, No, HaGedoyle, Shasher Osa Lishem. Tell me, relate to me the Nisim that Elisha had done. And these gedoyles, Elisha da'ovid berachmehu da'ovid. Elisha made these nisim with tefillah. So al kaponim we see with tefillah one can accomplish gedoyles. So that's called abayis godol shemegadlim by tefillah. So we have here amachloikes Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan. Is this time the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi who da'omar mokim shemegadlim by Torah? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is the one that said, Mokim Shemagadlim by Torah, Domer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Beis HaKnesses, Mutalas, Lasseis Beis HaMedrash Mamino. So Mustama, he was the one that said, מוקים שמגדלים בו תוירה. And רב יוחנן said מוקים שמגדלים בו תפילה. So מסתם רב יוחנן held that a beis ha-kneses is greater than a beis ha-medrash. Let us see Rashi, Vayisar is beis Hashem, is called beis Godol bin Nevuz Radon, see? Tistayim yesh simen. Let us see Taisus, Kibosei dara papai mistavre, mochi mashme, talochi kabi Yeshua ben Levi, legabi darab yoichanen. בדמי שראי דלוכי כרפאפי משום דרבי שוב בן לאיבי כוי כבוסי אבו גב דרבי יויכנן פה לגולי רבי יויכנן holds that בי שמגדלם בי תפילה so we see that what that רבי שום הלאיבי רבי יויכנן we pass in like רבי ישוע בן לאיבי that's what I write רפאפי because רבי שום הלאיבי said like this even though רבי יויכנן is חייל we had further in the Mishnah אבל מוכרי תוירה If they sold a Sefer Torah, they should not purchase Sforim. Iboilu. They should not purchase, from the Dmei Sefer Torah, they should not purchase Sforim. Iboilu. Mal limker Sefer Torah Yosham. Likach boi chodesh. They have an old Sefer Torah. They'd like to purchase a new Sefer Torah. They don't have money for a new Sefer Torah. But by selling the old Sefer Torah, they'll be able to purchase the new Sefer Torah. So we learned in our Mishnah that when we are selling, they sold the Dovah Shebekdusha, so the Domim is nitfas, that it has to be Malim Bekoidish. You have to do with the Domim more than the Dovah Nimke was. So Malimke Sefer Torah Yoshen Likar Bei Chodosh. One Svar is Kiv in the Lei Mali Lei. You cannot be Mali the Domim. Also, so you're not allowed to. Oy Dume Kiv in the Lek Ili Luye Ilavayu Achine Shapir Dom. Maybe the holding of Malim B'Kodesh is if you can. But if you can't. Toshma, we learned in the Mishnah, Vomochu Toire, La Yikru Svorim. It says in the Seife, Mochu Toire, La Yikru Svorim. So we can make a dive. We learned in the Mishnah, Vomochu Toire, La Yikru Svorim. That they're not permitted to sell a Seife Toire for Svorim. Svarim hu deloy, ha teire beteire shapir domi. So the Gemara answers, mas nisen diyevet. You have no raya, sicher. The Mishnah is telling us, but diyevet, if he sold the Sefer Teire, but he was not allowed to sell it, lechat chilet. But if he sold it, so this he's not allowed to do. But akaponim, he should purchase something equivalent to what was Nimka, but Lechatchila could be not allowed to do it. Ki kami boilon Lechatchila, but Lechatchila, what is the din? Toshmam, we learned a beraise, goylin, sefer teure, bimat b'chois chumosh, you're allowed to vikol a sefer teure in a mantle of chumosh. A chumosh is one chumosh, Sefer Torah is five chumoshim, so by taking matpachos chumoshim and using it as a mantle for Sefer Torah, it's malim bekodesh. Bechumoshim bematpachos nevi'im b'ksuvim, you're allowed to use a matpachas of the mantle of nevi'im b'ksuvim for chumesh, smok makodesh. Avoloi nevi'im b'ksuvim matpachos chumoshim, you're not allowed to take a mantle of chumoshim for nevi'im b'ksuvim. Voloi chumoshim b'matpachoi sefer teirem. Ktoni mi es goylim sefer teire b'matpachoi chumoshim. Matpachoi chumoshim ein matpachoi sefer teire loi. You're not allowed to not allowed to take a mantle of a sefer, you're allowed to take a mantle of a chumash and use it for a sefer Torah. A bavais toish, you're not allowed to take a mantle of a sefer Torah to use it for a sefer Torah. So we see from over here that shoven is also. Here the Svasem is Muchitzich, he doesn't understand what the Dimion is. He says, Bishlaime, our Mishnah was speaking about selling a Dovah Shebekdusha. So we have guidelines in the Mishnah. You're not allowed to sell a Dovah Shebekdusha unless you're going to be Malim Bekoidish. You'll sell a Rechayv, you'll buy a Beis HaKnesses. That was the guidelines. Now the Shaila was by a Sefer Torah, are you permitted to sell a Sefer Torah if you won't be Malin B'Kodesh? That's a Shaila. Okay, that is a Shaila. But over here, you have a mantle of Sefer Torah Aleph, and you want to put it on Sefer Torah Beis. So what's wrong with that? What's wrong? It's a mantle for Sefer Torah. Chilik Sefer Torah Aleph, Sefer Torah Beis. That's the Svasemis Kashim. Sassemus wants to say that we're speaking about that he was mevatel the shimush from Sefer Torah Aleph. That means that I'm not going to use it anymore for Sefer Torah Aleph. So that is ke'ein mecher. That means mecher means I'm selling it. I won't have it anymore. She can only sell it if you're going to, in return, be malin b'kodesh. So that's what he wants to say, la'loche. That means, if stamazoi, that mantle went to the cleaners, so I want to take this for temporary use. So he wants to say, could be that there's no shiloh whatsoever, what's wrong? It's both asifrei Torah. But to take away from one sefer Torah, to put on the second sefer Torah, that is similar to mechira. That's what he wants to say. So the agamore radiyik, you're allowed to take from a chumash to a sefer Torah. You're allowed to take from a sefer Torah to a sefer Torah. So we see Claude that you're not allowed to. So the Gemara says, "Aim a sefer. The sefer can make a fakelta dik. V'loy chumashim matpeicha sefer Torah." You're not allowed to put on a chumash amat pacha sefer Torah, or Torah b'Torah shapir domi. Elam yolek elam mishna mino, so you can't bring any raya whatsoever from this. Yeah. Zogt Rashi, אבל לא נביא מקסובים מהפכה סייפה תאירה, שמוירת על מהפכה יש מקדושוסן. מהפכה יש של חומושים, זה כמל עלו למהפכס. You're putting the מהפכס of חומושים על הסייפה תאירה. מהפכה סייפה תאירה לאי, על מהם משענם חייצי בו אלו למי לא ימנו. האם הסייפה ולאי חומושים במהפכה של סייפה תאירה, לא ירידו, נעלה תתק המהפכה של סייפה תאירה על החומש. Or by vice, you have to put a matpeches of a sefer Torah and another sefer Torah. So the Gemara says we can't bring any raya from this baraisa. Toshma, meinichin sefer Torah al gabi Torah. One is permitted to put one sefer Torah on top of another sefer Torah. V'Torah al gabi chumash, v'chumashim al gabi nevim, k'suvim. Avloi nevim k'suvim al gabi chumashim, v'loi chumashim al gabi Torah. So we see that Teira Gabi Teira is Mutter. So we see equals is Mutter. So the Gemara says, Hanoche Kamrit, putting on, you're being Medame, Hanoche to Mechire, Shani Hanoche de Lo Yevsha. It's impossible. You always have to face the fact that one Chelik of the Sefer Teira will be on top of the other. Dilei Teima Hochi, Michachechi Kochine. How can we be Kairach HaSefer Torah V'Ko Yosef Dapa Chavrei? So one daf is on top of the other one. Elakivin Le'ev Shoshori. So that they were matter. It means you have to have it that way, that one will be on top of the other.
Achiname, even Loyev Sheshari, so Hanoche, they gave the din. Hanoche is like Krieche. But that's no Zustel to Mechire. Toshma, the Marabba Baba Chan Rabbi Yechon Mishmav Shem Gamliel, that says Befeish, La Yimke Odom Sefer Teire Yoshon, Likach Boi Chodosh, and Siklo, it's awesome. So the main says, Hashem Mishum Pshiyusa. Now there it could be, it's a different pshat in Ganzen. You're not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah with intentions eventually to buy another Sefer Torah, because it could be you'll sell it and then you'll be Peshaya with the money and you won't buy a new Sefer Torah. So it could be that's the Isa. Ki Kamrin and Arshayla is Ki Goin the Chosiv, that the Sefer Torah already is written. Umonach lifruki, it's by the sefer already. It's laying there to be purchased. So there is no chash of pshiyah. So there, that's our shayla, is one permitted to sell a sefer Torah for another sefer Torah. So what's it did? Tosh madam rab yechne mishum rameir, ein meichem sefer Torah, elalil mei Torah, velisa isha. One only sells a sefer Torah, and only to support himself to be able to continue learning. He'll sell the Sefer Torah, so he'll be able to learn another 2 years. Or v'lisa isha, in order to be able to marry someone. Shma mino teire b'teire shapir domi. So you see, one is permitted to sell a Sefer Torah for limudat Torah. So the Gemara says, no, dulme shani limud shalimud mevi lidei maise. Limudat Torah is more choshev than a Sefer Torah. Because limud is maybe l'day maise, some emele, so that's why you'll have to sell a Sefer Torah. For limudat Torah. Ishenami, leisayu bro leshevis yitzora. That the kelt, the whole tachlis of the bria was that it should be nishyashev ayidei nebroim. Some emele, so that was the tachlis of bria. So for that, you also have to sell a sefer Torah. Avot Torah b'Torah loy, but could be to sell one sefer Torah in order to get another sefer Torah. Sichana. What does Rashi say? Mishum pshiyusa. No, we had before, b'kamaisiv dapa achavre, daf nigla lachavere. Mishum shiyuso, shemo mishayimker, shuvla yikne. Mitech kachif to adom, they're gonna lose the money. So my mail is alfaditzosa. Ki kamrina damonach lifruke arshaili, shekosu kvar hachodesh, beveis asrifer. The ene mukevela losses lay domim. He's learning Torah, so he wants to have panosis, so the money that he receives from the Mechiras HaSefer, he'll be mispanis with that money. For Kasalka Daiter, do the Likne Sefer Torah. So the Gemara says, no, Limud HaTorah is more choshev than the Sefer Torah, Shalimud Mevilu Demais. That's one of the Mephoshim says, Ishinami, Mishum Leisayev Roleshevis Yitzora, to teach us that even though he was Mekayim Piriya Verivya, the only thing that will become Nisrabe Shevis, that means he has already Zochan and Nekeve, but there's a new mitzvah of Shevis, for the mitzvah of Shevis, he's also permitted to sell a Sefer Torah. Period. So, Kaponim, the Maskanos HaGemor is, it's no Rai, and even the Polima de Torah is permitted to sell, but for to purchase a newer Sefer Torah, it's awesome. But if he sold it, it's, you can use the money to get a new Sefer Torah. Tana Rabbono. La Yimker Odom. Dachsich Mir, the Chsam Sefer wants to say, someone had such a shayla. He once purchased a Sefer Torah. And now he wants to write a Sefer Torah. So in order to have money to write a Sefer Torah, so he wants to sell this Sefer Torah in order to be able to write a Sefer Torah. Like this is a person who purchases a Sefer Torah, Kechaitev Mitzvah Min Ashuk, and this is to write a Sefer Torah, Kekilo Kiblo Misinai, so he wants to do that. So some Sefer said that Zicha no Shaila, it's Zicha also. He says because here, the whole, that means this is a hiddur in the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. She says, so you're selling a sefer Torah for a mitzvah. He said, that we never had you allowed to do such a thing. That means you had the first a kiyum, a mitzvah, a grade B kiyum, of a kilo chot of mitzvah in the shuk. Now you want to have grade aleph. So he said, you're selling it for a kiyum, a mitzvah. So just like grand seller to buy an esrig. He says, there's no such heter for that. Zok the Gemara weiter. Tana Rabbana. Lo yimker odem sefer Torah af al pi sheini tzorich lo. Even though he does not need the sefer Torah anymore, he has another sefer Torah, he's not permitted to sell this one. Yes, I can amushim gamli af al ein lo ima yoichal. Cedar means he's difficult, he has difficulties of being mefarnes himself, he doesn't need the Sefer Torah, after Pekin's not permitted to sell it. But ha-moicher Sefer Torah bito, if a person sells a Sefer Torah, or he sells his daughter for no mevriyim, ein eroi simin brocha lo'ilom, he will never see a simin brocha from the domin. What does Rashi say? Shaini tzorch loy shiyesh loyach, eini reisim boch loy lom bo isan adomim. Zog the Gemara weiter. We hear in the Mishneh, v'chein b'moisreihem, that one is not permitted to, just like he's v'chuyiv, it's also to be moired, the domim, For a kedusha kala, he sold a tevos. He's not permitted to use the money for a beis haknesses. In the same vein, the moisres. That means if even though he sold the teva and he bought chamoshim from the teva, he has leftover money. He's not permitted to use the leftover money for a herodas kedusha. Zog de Gemara weiter, v'chein b'meisreiem, omar ove, loishonu, elo shemochu, v'hoisiru. That means, they sold a teve, they purchased from the teve a chumash, and there's leftover money, so it says, you're not permitted to use this money for a beis haknesses. So they sold a teve, so the money has kedushas a teve, and some of the money is left over now, after they purchased, they were malam b'kodesh, so this money, also they have to buy malam b'kodesh, they can't purchase something which is eivodes kodesh. Aval gavu v'hoisiru. But what is if they gathered money to purchase a sefer Torah, and then they take a purchase a sefer Torah, and there's money left over, so then they're permitted to use this money to purchase something which is a lesser kedusha. Let us see Rashi. Shemachu v'isiru, machu echa min ha-kdusha salolu, v'lokhu mi mikza sadomim kdusha mu'ule v'isiru mehem. So then the din is that what? That this is also avol govu mois min ha-tzibu l'tzorech sefer Torahim. But what is the din? If they were goyve mois min ha-tzibu l'tzorech sefer Torahim, v'kanuho, and they purchased the sefer Torah. V'noisel biyodon min hadomim, and now there's leftover money. is muter lohiridom. So now the extra money is muter lohiridom. Why? Shreyadayin loibo l'shimush kedusha chamur. That means if this is a hachlofa, an exchange for the Dmei Sefer, this is Dmei Sefer Torah, so the Domim, which is Dmei Sefer Torah, has a din of Kedusha Sefer Torah, which is din Malim B'Kodesh, V'loi Merid. But if the money was just Nigve, to purchase a Sefer Torah, so, and if a Sefer Torah was purchased, so the money hanisorim does not have any kedusha sefer Torah. The purpose of the gviya was accomplished already. So then the halacha is the extra money one is permitted to be moired be kedusha, to buy something for a lesser kedusha.